This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Live from clickorlando.com, this is News 6 and this is a News 6 Plus Takeover. Here now is Matt Austin and Ginger Gadsden with Florida's 4th Estate. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Well, as journalists, which we use the term loosely
for us,
especially for Ginger. We here on Florida's 4th Estate, we've gotten to cover stories for decades, and sometimes we have these characters that we meet along the way, and we just kind of follow their incredible story. Mm-hmm. And this one that we're talking about today, you've probably seen it, especially when he met Iron Man,
probably.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you. I have another bionics expert on hand, so I thought I'd drop by.
Thank you.
Yes, a pleasure. Nice bow tie, by the way.
You know who that is?
Iron Man.
God, dude, it's even cooler than I thought. I'm having a technical glitch. As you can see, my light isn't working. Half the time, you know, I design one of these, it winds up breaking on me. But yeah. What I do is I keep working on it, kind of like you're working on it with Albert.
He keeps working and working until he gets it right.
This young man, 7 years old, and he got this Iron Man arm back in the day. And he was a character at seven.
Oh my gosh, so delightful, right? It's like,
just
this
charming.
Cute kid. So today, we are so happy to bring not only an update, but the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Yeah.
We're talking about Alex Pring, y'all.
No longer a child anymore. He's bringing testosterone to the podcast.
I mean, we met him. He was this little bitty thing, 7 years old. And I hate to keep saying that, but I met you in the parking lot today. And I was like, who is this man approaching me right
now? Where did you get this big neck?
Yeah.
The other thing people might be wondering is, what made you famous in the first place 8 years ago? And so you tell us about your arm, because you have a limb difference, as it's called, right?
I mean, I was born with one arm. Who knows what happened? I mean, obviously it happens to a lot of people. I know multiple people who have one arm missing all the way to the shoulder or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Me, I was just born all the way down to the forearm, without a forearm, so.
Yeah.
But 8 years ago, pretty much, my mom, I kind of asked the question, why can't I have an arm, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone else has an arm, why don't I? So, obviously, a parent doesn't really know how to answer that, especially one when you got one arm, and I'm first child, so they don't know what they're doing. No offense, no offense. It's
You're
a lot.
You're doing great, Mom. She's over in the corner.
But that's definitely a big thing for a parent. First kid, you don't really know how to handle that. So, of course, my mom's a tinker. She loves to get a problem solved, so she worked the problem, she called up some people, met some people at UCF, and kind of worked a way to make me a makeshift arm that worked in the same way, but as kind of just, like when you write in a pencil, your hand's gonna hurt after a while, so you wear like a finger grip, or you wear something, or you get a different pencil, you know? Mm-hmm. So instead it's just something there for me so I can have, hold a bike, hold a drink, or even hold a pencil sometimes, but yeah. It was just something for me to have. But then it grew into something even bigger, to where now it's an entire company named Limitless that now produces multiple bionic arms for kids just like me. Even like, they just started off doing wheelchair stuff for people who had no feeling beyond the neck and down, and now they're a complete giant business that works with multiple people and do amazing stuff every single day.
Yeah, and you know, you are one of the first people who introduced us to Limitless at all. And I think a lot of people know the name Limitless Solutions and their guy, Albert Monero, who we've talked to before as well on this program. And he is a big advocate. He's a fan of yours, of course. And but, you know, had it not been for you, Alex, I don't think we would have known about Limitless. And you brought it to the attention of not just us locally, but really the world. Do you ever think about that?
I mean, of course, if we say it all the time, I don't think there would have been a Limitless without maybe me starting it or just that little push, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were the face of it. Oh, and then you got involved, and then Robert Downey Jr. got involved.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you're 7 years old. I remember we played this video so many times on our newscast.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the most adorable little scene. Every time I watch it, I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
I think Robert Downey Jr. is charming, and I think you're charming. So what was that like? Do you remember it much as a seven-year-old? Do you remember this time in your life, or was it just a blur?
Ooh, here we go.
Because you're 15 now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It was probably the biggest time for any seven-year-old possible, because, like, that's the dream right there. That's my hero. That's the guy who I said, you know, I really hope I can meet him one day. And, you know, just randomly one birthday or something, just, oh, hey, we're flying to Georgia for some apparent reason. So
for some apparent reason.
I tricked you on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
Not
one.
Suspecting at all. We're going to a random hotel. I'm going to go meet this random guy to go give it me a brand new arm or something.
Walk into the day.
Oh, yeah. Just walk into the room, and there the man is himself. And any seven-year-old would probably scream, but, you know, it's Robert Downey Jr. But try to keep my cool together, you know, just on the inside. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I had no words. It was just an amazing thing that my mom, Limitless, everyone set up for me. And it kind of marked a time where they said, this is the milestone where arms are finally getting more advanced, more out there. We can finally do this, especially with the help of people like him, giving money, helping out. That was a very big turning point in them.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, we keep talking about how much you have grown. And that has been part of the, not, I don't even call it an issue, but keeping up with your growth in different arms, I feel like it has been, you would need a new arm almost every other week. Is that right? Because you're growing so fast. Is that part of the problem with, like, right now not having the right arm to do what you need to do?
Oh, yeah. It definitely, it takes a long time to make these, too. 3D printers, sanding, painting, getting all the right servos and everything in there. And especially with the fact that I grow every month a size or something, it's definitely a very big thing and very expensive to do. So
The two big challenges, it seemed, when this came about in 2015 was these arms were so expensive. I mean, we're talking unreasonable for a normal family to be able to afford an arm, much less one that's growing with the child. Yeah. So Albert Monero and the folks at Limitless, they came up with this 3D printer solution to where it was much more reasonable. And then on top of that, they had this revolutionary design that made it just, it wasn't like some awkward flesh colored that was a different color than you arm that you'd be embarrassed about. It's freaking Iron Man's
wanted
arm.
To show that thing off.
Now, I bet when you went to school with that thing on, you had to be feeling like the man.
I was the hero that day.
Man, oh my God.
Listen, there was a clipboard of like top student that day. I made it every single time I wore that on.
There's no denying it.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just love your attitude because, you know, you could have been a guy who sat around and could have had an attitude and not a really good attitude, but just seeing you grow and blossom, now you're some high school football star, right? And you are having to work really hard at being really good, and you don't seem to mind the hard work that you have to do.
I don't know. It's work, you know. At the end of the day, you got to do it. You got to get it done. So I put it above anything else. Get it done, and you get rewarded for it.
But, dude, you're 15. That's an old man attitude. It's like, I got to take care of my family. I got to get up and do the farm work. And you're no, but I...
A
you
ginger's
know what I mean?
Back in 1892 all
the time. You're such a responsible 15-year-old. You're not whiny. You're not making excuses. You're saying, I'm just going to get it done. Where does that come from, Alex?
Comes from my parents. I mean, they've taught me every single day of my life, work hard and you'll be rewarded at the end of it. And I'm glad for that, because it is really has shown. I've worked hard for years, and now, what, I'm on literally on the news right now.
That's right. You're on the best podcast in the state of Florida.
From Iron Man fame to making a name for himself on the gridiron, stay with us as we talk to Alex Pring about how he knew football was the right fit for him. Welcome back to Florida's Fourth Estate.
Pleasure to meet you.
Alex Pring was just a boy when Robert Downey Jr. gave him his Iron Man-inspired arm.
God, dude, it's even cooler than I thought.
The moment seen across the country.
Bang, nailed it.
Now he's all grown up and making a name for himself on the football field.
At the end of the day, you're tired, you're angry, or anything like that. You've had a bad day at school, or who knows, maybe someone yelled at you or something in class, or you got a bad grade. Everything fades away when you're playing football. You have fun, you play with a team out there, you do what you're supposed to do when you get out there.
And you have to be in the moment or you get really hurt, so you can't afford to think about what already happened during the day. Yeah, that's awesome. What is your workout routine like? Because you have to really work hard. What is your, like, you know, I know you have
to do
practice coming up.
Exercises. Oh, yeah. You can't do like a normal bench press like a lot of players do. Or
what do you
do? Imagine squats you have to do a little differently. How does that work?
Squat, most leg exercises are about the same.
Okay.
Because I still have a shoulder there to do, say, squats or anything like that. Bench is definitely different. I have to use dumbbells instead, which... Okay. Helps, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot more, it's counterweight, so my left side is a little bit more built than my right.
Sure.
But it's really a big learning curve, especially for my teammates, because they'll be like, Alex, how are you doing this? Oh, I'm doing power cleans just fine. And they all try to do power cleans the same way as me, and they can barely lift 50 pounds.
You do power cleans with one arm.
Oh, yeah.
How much weight can you do?
135.
No way. You can power clean 135 with one arm?
Oh. Please don't make him go home and
hurt
himself later.
Get out of here. You're not allowed to come out here.
That's what's going to
happen. Outdo me at 15 years old.
He's going to call in sick tomorrow.
I want to know all this. All right, what are we running the 40 at? No, I'm just kidding.
Now you're going to end up training him.
We're going to be out in the parking lot racing.
Yeah, but seriously, you have...
Who's got the bar?
Right. Oh, my gosh. We have, you know, in our business, we have so many different role models. Like... We have news anchors or journalists we look up to and say, I want to be like that person, I want to do that. You have a very limited, exclusive club of people you can look to and say, like, hey, I wonder how this person did it. And one of those people happened to play for UCF and happened to be a superstar for UCF and then went on to play in the NFL. We're talking about Shaquem Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy, I got to say, he was an inspiration to me because I was... He didn't really get big till I started playing football. So immediately when I started playing football, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can go through this. This is not my sport, maybe. As soon as I heard that guy on UCF or I saw him all that, I was like, listen, if he can do it, why can't I?
Right. Oh, what a cool, cool inspiration. The timing worked out perfect on that.
Yeah.
And I know you haven't gotten to meet him yet, but it's crazy because you guys are so close. We got to try to make this happen at some point. But here's what I want to know, because as a parent, I know, like, especially going through the middle school years and beginning of high school, kids are mean. You are so confident, so put together at this age. You seem like you... But anytime these kids in middle school see something just a little bit different, it seems like they pounce on it or they're mean. What can you tell kids who have something that's maybe a little bit different about them? How to just keep going your own way and keep that confidence and that strength about you?
I always say one thing, if a kid's be feeling down about himself or something, who cares? You know you're the best you. You know you're amazing. Why do you need everyone else to tell you that? Because, somebody will tell you you're not fast enough. Someone will tell you you're not strong enough. Someone will tell you you're not good enough. But at the end of the day, if you can accept yourself for who you are, that's the only thing that matters.
When is your TED Talk? I mean, you need to be,
you just saw
you need to be on a stage with a microphone, not just talking to kids your age, but adults need to hear that too, because sometimes we're not very kind or confident with ourselves or kind to one another. But to hear someone at 15, because these are tough years for a lot of people, but you walk around with the confidence and the swagger that most adults would hope to have.
I mean, I've just developed over the years. I've learned to be grateful for everything I got, and I've learned to keep rolling with everything I got either way. Through my parents, they've shown me you have everything for a reason. You use the tools, you build yourself. That's just how I've lived.
It's one of those things where you just hope every kid can have that kind, just a sliver of that confidence. So kudos and good on you. And I know I heard your mom say something about you, and I thought it was so telling and so touching. She said you are the person she hoped you would be.
I mean, as a young kid, I never knew what I wanted to be, but now that I've done stuff like this, I know exactly what I want to be. I want to be the best person I can possibly be, especially for my parents, for my friends, for my family, for everything. And that's, she drives me through everything. I mean, what can I say?
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I,
that's. I mean, I feel like I'm proud of him.
I am. We are. We are very proud of you.
Ginger and tears over here. He's so put together.
You are put together.
So what do you want? So what does the future hold for Alex Pring? Are we talking, I mean, how far do you want to take the sports thing? Do you have another plan? Do you want to do something to fix arms? What's the plan here?
Number one, though, is hopefully UCF aerospace engineer. That is big numero uno, what I want to do. If athletics takes me somewhere, then guess what? I'll play for anyone who takes me, and I will have fun, and I will play, and I will put my heart into it no matter what. Not giving hits to anyone.
I'm making the list because it's got all of it's going to happen, and I'm just going to remember when you said this, and now you're doing it.
When we do the next check-in, we're going to see when you're 6'8". Gosh, you've been growing like crazy, man.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't... You know, you can do anything, any of these things on this list. With your aerospace, what would you do? What does that look like?
I want to build things that pretty much make a milestone, a mark, you know? I want people to say, that's the equivalent of Einstein, or that guy is better than Einstein or something.
He's like a real-life Tony Stark. That's what we're going
for. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
Well, I said it first.
Well.
No, man, this is so cool. You have to send us video of you power cleaning 135. I want to see this.
Oh, my gosh. Because
do you understand how much weight that is?
I get it. I understand. I know I can't
do it. Most people can't power clean with
you're speaking about yourself. So
I can get 135 barely on a good day.
This is like a session for Matt Austin right now. He is in disbelief that he can't do that.
No, that is just very impressive.
It is an accomplishment. And, you know... Newspapers, other organizations have been recognizing you. What does that feel like?
It just feels like, finally, please. It's been 3 years. I mean, I've been playing football for 3 years, and finally?
Yeah. Oh, 3 whole years, yes. Yeah. Tell us who you play for, and your position is you're a linebacker? Is that right? Okay.
I play for Southlake High School, and I love linebacker. It's my favorite part, because I don't got to catch anything. I don't got to be responsible for anything. If I just see a ball, I go hit it. That's what I love.
Do your opponents, and I think this is really great, do your opponents underestimate you?
100%. I remember in one of our games, the seniors told me all the players were trash-talking me, telling me, there's no way this one-armed kid would do it. Next play, destroyed the running back. Destroyed. There may not be a recording of it. I don't know. It may be floating around. But definitely, I'm very happy that that's a thing, because people originally don't think, you know, a one-handed guy is going to do anything. And then you show them up, and then their confidence goes from definitely up here.
Now they're and they're confused because they're like, well, what else can he do? Exactly. Is that really a secret weapon of yours too, people who underestimate what they think you can do or are capable of?
Oh, yeah. Because if you get somebody to think, oh, now I don't know what I'm doing.
Scramble them.
Exactly. Like what I remember, I'd use my arm to my advantage. They would try to go to the right side of me and grab onto me. You just slip out because they didn't hold nothing.
Dude, you are so much fun. I mean, come on, man. This is fantastic. I'm so excited that we got to talk to you again. So excited that you've become this just monster of a human being.
Yeah.
And I know your parents are proud of you.
Oh, my gosh.
We feel like
I tell people I helped raise you.
Yeah, we do. He basically is who he is because of Ginger and I. We show your little kid pictures in the newsroom. No, man, but seriously, on a serious note, we're very proud of who you have become and the man that you're becoming.
And so excited to see what you will do in the future, because at 15, this is just the very, if we thought at 7 that was the beginning, this is still the beginning of that process.
This is the start of my life right now, and I'm taking it up, you know?
All right, another Florida's Fourth Estate with our man, Alex Spring. Can't wait to see what you do in life, man.
Ooh.
It's going to be huge.
And thank you for watching Florida's Fourth Estate. You can download it from wherever you listen to podcasts or watch anytime on News 6+.